it's more than tennis school on Yaosha Ega Rodri Khadar Bulk. It gives me great pleasure to launch a book by Rodri Gorman. It's more than pleasure Rodri Jadon, Yaosha Rodri Gorman, Ekeola. It's a great privilege to see a book of Rodri Gorman all over the world. That's in kind of four languages, in case you didn't get it. The four languages in which Rodri is actually quite fluent, because even though he normally writes in Irish and Scots Gaelic, he also has written in English and I believe even in Scots, which some people don't even want to know about. And the book that he's going to read largely from is Bashtan Brishte, which is this book here. And actually, but the problem with Rodri is, I was launching a book for him in the Isle of Skye last June, and he said, this is the 12th book of Rodri Gorman, and the following day he came up with the 13th, and I'm sure there's been 4 or 5 since then, because he's an amazingly prolific poet that he just keeps churning stuff out. And don't be churning in any bad sense, I'm feeling the best.
Yeah, you do.
Which could happen. But I think, and Rodri Gorman's poetry is, I think, marked by its sharpness. It's a sharper than any kind of cut that the ECB can make on hummus. It is clever. He is funny. He is witty, and you've got to listen carefully to what's going to say. But in this latest book, Bashtan Brishte, which has a wonderful English version, Burst Broken Judgments, Shroud Loom Deeds, which I'll come to in a minute, because the Gaelic translation sounds very, very simple. What he's doing is, he takes the great Scottish English dictionary maker, Edward Dwelly, and he looks at his translations from the Scottish Gaelic. And as we know, and some of you have been here over the years, Irish is a difficult language. Scots Gaelic is even more difficult. And there's a great Irish lexicographer called Deneen, who, looking at Irish dictionaries, would come up with rather strange words. Some of you, for example, would know the word sovereign as a priest, and the word sovereign as a little priest. But it also means a small, inedible periwinkle. And Dwelly's dictionary, which is even more exotic, and this is what Rodri manages to mine. There's a wonderful word edition called Shittag, which means a beautiful girl, but it also means a shitty just outside your door. So you want to be very careful when you're travelling the Isle of Newfoundland as to what you say to people. And it's full of those. And there is no other language in the world which has a word which describes, for example, the sound that a stone wall makes just before it falls. or a word that says, how to steal milk from the left udder of a brindled cow. Dwelly's dictionary is all this sense. And what Rodri has done is, he's milked Dwelly's dictionary to write beautiful Gaelic poetry, but then in this bizarre and quixotic way to translate them into English. And maybe just before Rodri begins to read, I'll just try one of them to give you an example of what it is. In my bad Gaelic, as Rodri knows how bad my Gaelic is, it's God Arachin. Bí mé gur Arachin a muich buin an an hin sa gharagan an bada chirigan an a hin as an cedan agan gyd nach bihin gur eichin sa liad a chirigan a chirad as an huam. And the English is, what are you dwelling? I hear smell fed you out there wanting from me in a dyke garden in some flock tuft spot or other. Now that spring summer may is here, though I can't see you, I still hear breath, old garlicky thing that you are. Haven't seen anything yet. Good morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a small two-hander, which you've done before, reading in Irish and Gaelic. If you don't know the difference, it's just too bad.
The bad news for Alan is that he's going to read in Gaelic.
Okay, there is a couple of haiku, right?
Well, which are relatively painless, okay? Because, you know, this is short. Okay?
So, I'm going to read them in Gaelic, and Alan's going to read them in the other thing. Irish. Oh, yeah, Irish. Okay. Can you read that thing?
Yeah.
This is entirely arbitrary translation. Hi, Marstuff. Wasku the Talu of a ship as Jerry than a she and Shidu.
That translation was right anyway. Dovmahach the Talu is the Vishin Shin and Yeg and a Blahan as Shidu. These are all haikus, by the way, that's why they're so short. And we're not going to give an English translation, are we?
Yeah, I think we will. I think we'll do one on the hoop. My house was burnt to the ground, but that was after the flowers had shed their leaves. Well, that's what Akushi said in the 17th century. I'm translating in liberally here. Ishka Sinyalach, Skin Thomas Akim Eskriev, with the Lord in us.
Washa Finarach, Aslimenon Shkriev.
That's Busum from that century as well. Rain in the springtime, and I'm not able to write. What a pain in the butt.
You didn't laugh when I was talking about Scots Gaelic, you know?
At the gallop, spat in the orlus, because Oran around.
Marin the Gallach. Stada Nerlach, the Havron Hassel.
That was Busan. Yeah. Busan, yeah. Oh, talk about a moon. The thief stopped to sing a song. In a poisonous sort of wind, this monk on his own bending down to carve a words onto a stone.
The translation before was just on the book. Pasht a rechown, an ochlug, smooth and ban, bush the fagger, the raw theme.
Good in the shawl, an nostra, my balm, bosses utter in a straw hang, basho, hair on the head, for some of us. And my face white, long rain. In the sunshine. It's gone.
Okay, I'm going to try and translate this myself.
Yeah,
I can. Okay. So, why did the schnach the core, me a cardinach the moon or a fjoil rather than poor?
And why did the schnach the core, me a cogan the moon or a fjoil rather than poor?
In the morning, and it's snowing, and me chewing on my chewing by myself, and on raw, dry
sound.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Thank you. These are a couple of poems in Scottish Gaelic. The word I use for it is, the Scottish Gaelic word for translation is interhengathu, which means intertonguing. Intertonguing, which I think is a good way of describing what I do with these things.
Oh, that's an important word.
Yes. Ian Dunnock has appeared here, I believe, and he has this wonderful poem about Deneen called From the Irish. And he describes Deneen as a Gael surpassed in lexicographical enterprise, which may well be the case. But the sort of Scottish equivalent of him is Edward Dwelly, on whose work a lot of this is based. And I guess he wasn't a Gael, so he wasn't directly equivalent to Deneen. But this is my version in English of the entire exposure about Dwelly's From the Irish, from the Gaelic. According to Dwelly, that Strathspey and Pibroch loving Sassenach, who settled here and came to teach the Gaels a thing or two concerning their language, one of the words used for moon means a greyhound, a paunch, a loin, and kidney also. The sun, meanwhile, is the bottom of the ocean, says our man Dwelly, or a burn, or a loch, and a star is a mackerel, or soil, or a robust man. Well, aha, Nathan, if I say to you that your face is like a robust greyhound's loin or kidney, and your hair is as dark as the floor bed of Loch Ness, and the very pupil of your eyes are like landed mackerel, all I mean is, I'm trying to see, to describe you just so, according to Dwelly. So a lot of this stuff is English according to Dwelly. I'm reasonably confident with the Gaelic poems, but I'm not at all confident about how they can be rendered into English. So this is why I tried this tack. For example, the word Fialach in Gaelic means a ladybird, or it means a hooded crow. So, to my mind, the only way to translate that word Fialach is ladybird, hooded crow. Okay, well, this is the Gaelic, right? This is straightforward, I think. Fialach cam tu mi, and a lacam be tu mi leitia. And crawl quicker when drying sophocles as Aristophanes, as could Addish, un saudu, at Bielu, when in the Benya. So, Fialachem is the title of that in Gaelic. So, well, there's really only one way to translate that, and that's as Hoodie Crow Lazy Bed. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Draining Hoodie Crow Lazy Beds in a hollow beside the sound of slate, like a playing fold where Sophocles and Aristophanes imitate the sight of their loft. One summer in front of the clan farm hand people of the Moor Mountain. Word tra, simple word, T-R-A-T-H, right? Tra in Irish means something said each. Early. Okay? It still has the historical meaning of troll in Irish. Try to a contemporary Gaelic speaker means early. Okay, so this is one called Try, right? A dash and a tie nighting and a geomanage, three hill of Try, Chitaheen and the Lachu, and to the guy, Kovarisa, Gahana Lofi van Henti Nispa, to the Enyek Vanyagatra, about the Lord and the Lahars, and Tahat and Yabayan, and Tahu, and I take the Shilu, and the Tixum Ishawar, the Trasku, the Sin Hani. So, this symbol of the word Tra can really only translate into Kali, into English, as early meals, dinner time ones. Yeah? You know that word? Yeah. Early meal, prayer time ones. Sure, you know that word.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is early meal, prayer time ones. Early meal, you know that word. Early meal, prayer time ones. Back in the Mass Chapel house, where we child served, attended, early meal, prayer time ones there. I am field caught, either both between. Which is the stronger of the two? The arrow barb sting not raise, which would naked view appear, there then suddenly without knowing, to the color stained glass recess window. How many spirit folk were live victory location present, dwell sleep resting, as ghosts countenance image statues, without moving, face against the rocks, raindrop weeping, or just chance falling to the earth's center ground with thirst fasting and dry want a wind sent air. See, like, Gaelic is full of simple little words with all these semantic associations. And rightly or wrongly, that's what I'm trying to represent it. The title of this book is Darsan Vishtha, which I've translated as Judgment Shroud Lewd Deeds, and this is based on a poem of that name, where I try to combine the elements of broken looms, I should say, as a sort of a representation of iconoclasm. But the word Darsh in Gaelic primarily means a loom, which is a sort of a historical and economic association which you wouldn't have in Ireland. Although, now that I think of it, it's equally true that something like Darsh the Crua wouldn't have same sort of resonance in Scottish Gaelic. Okay, so I call this poem Darsan Vishtha. So it combines these two elements. Oh yeah, and there's another sort of conceit here, in that Quamor in Gaelic means both large print for those, you know, large print for people who need larger print to read in. But it also means Paris Tweed. Yeah. But as long as you understand that, then it's all. Darsan Vishtha. Hala Darsan Vishtha, you can and fair, the data, the hing, spy, you pass continue, bawa, kyu, bulguia, Sintiachan, the Shabaltana. The Shadur, the Fiachim Dish, the Devon Fatat, the Gilding of Ash, and the Beeru, the Quavor. Burst broken judgment shrouding deeds. The burst broken judgment shrouding deeds are burst broken by the end end of the home house and the little napkin sail wifey on her own at home inside, by the tax support fire. Dumb, silent at peace, calm, gentle, fade losing it in the pew seat, going dark blind with the good book, trying to think back out those long familiar victory oath verb saying words, and mouth side front of her in the large Aris tweed print. It's all quite obvious when you're working out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're learning Scottish Gaelic, one of the first words you use as indistinguishable from the Irish equivalent is cuidheach. Cuidheach, which means also, right? So you've got your Irish equivalent of that, you've got your leshen, you've got your freshen, you've got your fosca. Okay, but you don't have an Irish equivalent of cuidheach. Okay? But you have the word cuidheach, though. You have the word cuidheach. Right? And they have their associations. Okay? Well, this poem is called Cuidheach. Hany a chéile en mo cuidheach a san thai adha. Nach gat as a stúi chit lalat as an gawad. Bi bón Mwyshin tin hw Mwyshin y dîs sari. Ti at y gwrthyd lo a hain yn sgwyr yn ar yn y sioma stach yn eich enna. So, this little word, kutcha, means ancestor company also. Fair enough? Ancestor company also. I went to pilgrimage, Kaylee, on my ancestor company in the care waking house. They naked appeared and then went out of sight. Morning. Then, without a barred, taunt, vowel voice word, and then again, sorry bye, moving ceaselessly from the 1 second room into the next man world. The word fair, gal, right? Meaning like as in far in Irish, has the same significance as the word cal or cion in Irish, meaning one of two things, right? So it doesn't just mean a man, it means a thing. But then, if you were to try to make something out of the converse, it wouldn't work in Scottish Gaelic, because Cion meaning one thing, like Cion Wan, doesn't have an equivalent expression in Scottish Gaelic. Now, there's an extent to which these things are false friends, and they can be really misleading. I find them actually quite leading, as it were. Because of the difference. Not inside of it. The word gala is a case in point. What's the word gala mean in Irish? Anything else? Well, it's also an adjective in Irish, meaning poor. Yeah. But neither of those are primary themes in Scottish Gaelic. Yeah? This is a Christmas card poem called Jala, plural of Jala. Adulach Chian. And after Gabini Chian is the town. A cuchwig the elfin house of us, yuga elfin sin jawar, the newsofen, sir, the fisofen leftofen, a hair for kanach, was by trail mumheen, malafonic name of jawar, and trotted the cuban marsh, nes, it was furrowed, and horns the cubans, the sheehanan, treekshin, a profound, and a bat. So, Jawan in Gaelic means, well, what else? But poor ghost statue image pictures. Jawan primarily means picture in Scottish Gaelic. Poor ghost statue image pictures. What else? The December blackness is coming. It won't be long before its head appeared. The death change is perceptible here and there. You feel it in the poor ghost countenance. Statue image on the month calendar, on the apron, her old wifey witch self, waste war, when she was heavy pregnant with me, as I've seen, in poor ghost statue image pictures, hanging by the back of the drawer. Love fruit and fruit milking supply, the birds and rich foam cloud relation bush branch trees and fairy hillock flowers, abandoned fading, ever so feeble faintly, and dye colour. I'll just do one or two more and then. Okay, now the Gaelic for Salon the Muse is actually Salon the Muse. Okay? And the Irish for Salon the Muse is probably Salon the Muse. And tours how Ugh Santit Gatashvinu Harsh and the Lord Isho as in Yinat Exposition, Kirsan Alpha Kaida, the Sashesiv Nath, Dilaf Patripanasu, the Staff the Gao, the Asa Ariz Bada, Bin Karahu, Nafil Fada, Chitakuma Su, Katachija, Nurshan, Wilson Shepherd, the Kashkar Mao, from Cal Tui to Van. So the English for the Gaelic Salon de Muse is Salon de Muse. The tidal island, birth pains, ooh, untitled, on apocalypse display, high up on the earth ground floor, in the exposition place, was jointed together, so an apparition person could stand just straight up with a twinkling of the eyes to sight considered from a certain pace distance without moving, and the wake careman keeping an eye all the tide weather time, and then moving past just as late slowly without saying a blessed creation desire thing. I have no clue what that means. The word immersed in Gaelic doesn't directly correspond to immersed in Irish, which has its own resonance and associations. But it does refer to the playing of chords. Not to playing like hurling or football, or shinty or football, I should say. So, yeah, so it's one of these words for. There are certain things to be gained from association with one language and lost by associating with another. But. Well, okay. This is called a Gaelic immersed. Sinne Fairafkin. Du Sinne Boppi. Geir Gamas, Echo Town, Hasling, a Gamas, Anabriamakan, Analinia, Gagur Sedash, is doing the Himmers to Lam, Shan Kusmahakin. So, I translated this word Himmers as danger play commotion roy. Danger play commotion roy. That's it. We hear Smeal Tailfield, the bar tone vowel word voice of the half bottle spectral convoy, death crying out ever so feeble faintly, still at the door, across the year meadows, across the age sound, death Borton's calling us back after all the danger play commotion roy for our night's supper lodge. Okay, I'll end with the word Ashling in Gaelic, in Irish, obviously has a certain historical resonance, which curiously enough it doesn't in Scottish Gaelic. There's no real history of Ashling poetry, for all the Jacob Wettism in sort of northern Britain is associated with the Highlands of Scotland, but there's no, apart from one poem by a Hector MacLeod in St. Louis, there's no tradition of the Aisling as a genre of Gaelic poetry anyway. There is in Ireland with Egon O'Hara and Ronald Zulowan and John Polaroff and all the boys. And then the Ulster variation on that with people like Pablo Zerfing and Art McCooey and all those boys. There's no great equivalent of that in English, in Scottish Gaelic at all. It's a curious thing, considering that Jacobitism is so associated with Ireland and Scotland. So the word Aisling doesn't have that connotation, really, in Scottish Gaelic, but it has a other connotation. So this is a poem called in Gaelic, Aisling. And I wrote this when I was living in Switzerland, and I wrote it from the perspective of seeing Scotland as a very distant country. Áwach a bhuam a fhada, sa na bhisna go teichin, go clín thas an tóchta, sa na tseolach ac an sa lohars, a sa nenis an an áad, fás is dili chan an áadu, gala tactical blog, sa tri a bocht cain di lúg, sa na cair a bhuach ní, spán di chéna, bawa a spór, a leid a chéna mún fúr, na hir sa hín, So obviously the word Aisling translates as dream, nightmare, Aisling woman, vision ball. Oh, Scotland, high and white, far away, wanting from us, on the horizon ridge, in the offing, I can well see you all glow precisely assembled against hill from the turfed wall Ward Knoll Ruin, where my race family house was battle signed victory location present in the equinox season weather time that has walk evacuated, waste growth, and unthinkable, innumerable living bruised creatures, a long cutting ridge precipice, long and warm green field consequence bloom, and my poor sad sick heart near melting. In a safe, alien, fierce, living age universe world, terribly, ugly, deformed, dismal, black, and fallow ground vacant white both together, dumb, at peace, quiet, and heavy, death, stagnant silence. So many, limp step, half degrees below, a Tyree Atlantis, under the waves island, and the falling surface, of the tired ocean minstrel. Gonna be in the line.